President Bush and President Kaczynski both sought to allay Russian concerns about the U.S. missile defense system, which would build a radar base in the Czech Republic and install a battery of interceptor missiles in Poland to guard against attack from Iran. Speaking through a translator, President Kaczynski said Russia has nothing to fear from U.S. missiles in Poland.
The system has no aggressive intentions. This is the plan, which is to reinforce the protection of Europe against dangers which result from the fact that not all the countries of the contemporary world are responsible, although we do not mean Russia here. It's about other states.
President Kaczynski and President Bush spoke to reporters in the Polish city of Gdansk following the American leaders' participation in a summit of the major industrialized nations in Germany. President Bush says he appreciates the Polish leaders' support for missile defense.
We will negotiate a fair agreement that enhances the security of Poland and the security of the entire continent against rogue regimes who might be willing to try to blackmail free nations. That's the true threat of the 21st century.
President Bush and President Putin met Thursday at the G8 summit, where the Russian leader made a surprise move to join the plan by offering the use of a Soviet-built radar station in Azerbaijan. Speaking through a translator, President Putin said he's already discussed the idea with the president of Azerbaijan.
The existing agreement with Azerbaijan makes it possible for us to do this.
А президент Азербайджана подчеркнул, что он будет только рад, если его страна сможет внести свой вклад в дело обеспечения глобальной безопасности.
And the president of Azerbaijan stressed that he will be only glad to contribute to the cause of global security and stability.
Mr. Putin told reporters in Germany Friday that the U.S. anti-missile system could be placed in Turkey or Iraq. He said use of the Azerbaijani radar will make the Polish and Czech deployment unnecessary. If his offer is accepted, President Putin said he'll not follow through on threats to retarget Russian missiles against Europe in response to U.S. plans. President Bush said using the Soviet-era radar station is an interesting idea, and both men committed to having their respective secretaries of state and defense meet to discuss the details. Following his stop in Poland, President Bush left for Italy, where he'll meet separately Saturday with Pope Benedict and Italian Prime Minister Romano Prodi. Scott Stearns, VOA News, traveling with the President in Rome.